I'm Ken Tucker, and this is Hearing Secret Harmonies. In honor of the rich soul music tradition represented by Womack and Womack today, I'm going to start this show by playing a current example of soul music that stretches across the past three decades, really. There's a new album called City Slicker by a singer named Jay Blackfoot, who is a soul music veteran himself. He used to be a backup singer for Stax Records, for example. This new album has done a remarkable thing. Released on the tiny southern label called Soundtown, it has already yielded a big hit single, a ballad called Taxi, that's sitting on the black music charts alongside the new rap music and dance music hits. Here is Jay Blackfoot singing, in his typically gritty, subtle manner, a song called The Way of the City. That's Jay Blackfoot from a new album called City Slicker, an album that does a really good job, I think, of capturing the feeling of good old-fashioned soul music. I saw a movie last night called Against All Odds, the remake of the film noir classic Out of the Past. Now, I ain't no film critic, but it does seem to me as if this movie would appeal primarily to people who have driven that twisty-turny Beverly Hills stretch of Sunset Boulevard and would like to see what it's like to do it at 100 miles an hour. There's a great car chase scene in this movie and very little else. But in the middle of this rather misbegotten movie is a spectacular performance by Kid Creole and the Coconuts, which made me remember that I really liked the most recent Kid Creole album released a couple of months ago called Doppelganger. Kid Creole is an alias for the singer and songwriter August Darnell, one of the few rock artists around who not only has a master's degree in English, but who actually seems to know how to use it regularly. August Darnell has spent the last few Kid Creole albums spinning a very elaborate, amusing tale of Kid Creole's search for an elusive woman. And Kid Creole's journeys have taken him to many tropical islands, which are ideal settings for August Darnell's really striking mixture of Latin, tropical, funk, and rock rhythms. On the cut I'm going to play, Kid Creole has been shipwrecked and is clinging to a lifeboat in the middle of some mythical ocean or other. This is Kid Creole and the Coconuts and Lifeboat Party. That was August Darnell as Kid Creole. You may think that that brassy, jazzy sound reminds you of a hit from the late 70s, Cherchez la Femme by Dr. Buzzard's Savannah Band. Remember that? Well, that was August Darnell, too, in yet another incarnation. That kind of party music reminds me of another kind of sort of all-American stuff made by the Leroy Brothers on a new album called Forget About the Danger, Think of the Fun. The Leroys are from Fort Worth, Texas. Actually, none of them are brothers, and only two of them are named Leroy. And they released their own album last year called Check This Action that avoided all the cliches of rockabilly and country rock music while embodying the wild spirit of those genres nonetheless. This new album is the group's debut on a major label, Columbia, but they've managed to avoid being slicked down by a big company or turned into the kind of novelty act that some of their funny, loopy songs might have suggested that they would become. What I like about the cut I'm going to play, Dance With Me Tonight, is the deep, echoey vocals. It's a kind of sonic blast from the past that the Leroy Brothers have managed to bring up to date, as well as the really strong, throbbing guitar sound that seems as if it might have reverberated up from the 50s. These are the Leroy Brothers and Dance With Me Tonight.
Baby, you're fine. someday I want to.